The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Alan and Robin here together today. Thanks for being here, dear wife of mine.
I'm here.
I know. I just looked on the Ellis Outdoors website. If you go to ellisoutdoors.com, click on the Outdoors and Radio Show logo, it will take you to the homepage of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Talks about the show, a lot of pictures of me, but right underneath...
I picked him.
You're in there, too.
I'm being smart.
I know. But right there underneath the Outdoorsman Radio Show is an interview with Dan Cox, candidate for Maryland governor. We isolated the interview. You heard his commercial during the break. We isolated the interview last week. If you'd like to hear it again, that's the only way to hear the full interview, other than on the podcast page. But I think the isolated version is... probably a little better. I think we've cut it down, cut the commercials out of that. So I'm going to listen to it after the show. I know it just went on last night. So if you'd like to hear it, you're welcome to hit ellisoutdoors.com, hit the Outdoors and Radio Show logo. Right there, as soon as it opens up, the Outdoors and Radio Show homepage, interview with Dan Cox, candidate for Maryland governor. There you go. All right. That takes care of that. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Welcome, Stan. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Stan.
Morning, y'all. It's all in the timing.
What does that mean?
I'm locked and docked. I got a minute. There's a young lady waiting for me outside the truck, but she's just going to have to wait. That's just the way I feel about it.
A young lady?
Oh, yes. Yes. No, she's a listener, too.
Uh-huh. Sounds a little suspicious to me there, brother.
It's one of my accounts that I'm coming to.
I got it.
She's up early and getting everything gussied up and ready to accept these vehicles coming in to fill up and
I see.
The Eastern Shore.
You're headed to the shore today, are you?
No, I'm staying here.
Oh.
I'm going across that bridge, man. I want to get done sometime today.
That makes sense. Well, tell anybody headed this way, it's very foggy out there.
Yeah, it's really foggy.
All right. Yeah. I will do that if I see any of them. Yeah. Big deal. I just heard the news. Nadler wants to take semi-automatics away from us. This all
yeah.
is great. I got plenty of vacation time. I'll just call the boss. I want to be home when this happens.
Yep.
My son, who never calls in. I can't get him up out of bed.
Right.
My son, I'm so proud of him. He's got his own YouTube channel.
Oh, cool. You'll have to send us the link.
That's my boy, the fishing hack.
The fishing yeah. hack? Hack?
He'll be a hack when I get done with him.
send us the link. Yeah, I'd love to see it.
He won't get out of bed to listen to the show, okay? And he can't do it. Granted, he's got his daddy in him. But when I was younger. But now I don't have a choice. Midnight, boom, I'm late. Wolfpack fishing.
Wolfpack
fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And out of the clear blue, he sends it to me.
Yeah.
He sends it to. Oh, I'm so proud of my son.
Well, I bet you are.
It's all local. It's up around Carroll. most of it's Carroll County that he's fishing now. I think he's got like 38 viewers and all this kind of stuff. I still haven't figured out how to link to it. I got to get my granddaughters to link me to it and subscribe to it and see what they're up to.
There you go.
I get a chance to see my son every time he gets a worm wet. What?
That's funny.
Anyway, I saw something the other morning. I can't believe it. It was a Thursday. It was my day off. Southwest Baltimore on the porch drinking my coffee. I have never in my life, I had to Google and look. I saw the most fantastic bird that I have ever seen in my life. I've never, ever seen one. A bullock oriole.
Really?
Yeah.
A bullock oriole.
Yeah, I thought it was a raven at first, or a red tail, or an oriole. But the black came down to the neck, almost like a blackbird or a crow.
Right.
The whole body was crimson, yellow, orange, sort of kind of reddish. It was almost like, silk or satin. It was absolutely beautiful. The tips of the wings. Just the shoulder of the wing was black, and the rest of it was color. I thought one from somewhere in my youth, one of my old mushrooms kicked in again, and I'm like, wow.
They are gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
Let me see.
I've never in my life. I'm fumbling for the camera, trying to get – I have to wait to give Google permission to take a picture, and by that time it flew off the fence. I grabbed, I'm hollering for my granddaughter to come out. Meanwhile, she's pulling with the lens and adjusting the scope and all that stuff on it.
Yeah.
But the camera, by that time it's up in the treetops, and you'd need a magnifying glass to see.
Oh, but they're gorgeous.
That was gorgeous.
They are. I'm looking at, I just Googled it, and they are a fantastic looking bird.
A picture doesn't do it justice. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Hey, never in my life, I guess. God willing, there'll be more things that I haven't seen. But the problem you all had with streaming the other week drove me out of my mind.
Sorry.
One of the other callers, it works for a minute or two, and then it blacked out.
Yep.
Or whatever it cyber did. And I'm trying to get one of the local, whatever it is, tune-ins to, and then you'll have to log in. I don't have time to log in. Mr. Allen's on here. Dag.
It is frustrating. It's frustrating for us because, you know, people listen to this show. Now we know they listen all over the country and all over the world, you know.
I paid good money to hear this show any place I am. Damn it, I want to refund you.
Hey, Stan, speaking of mushrooms, you're just a little bit wound up this morning for some reason.
I'm liking it.
I ought to get out of here before we go political, because
listen.
Do me a favor. I'm having a hard time finding your son, too.
Yeah.
So if you find how to hook to him, let me know.
I will do this. As soon as I find out how to hook to you all.
Just text us. That's all. Copy the link and text it to us.
I'm going to attempt it, but I'll have to wait till I get home because the younger generation knows more than I do.
I got you.
I can't keep this young lady waiting much longer. And look at me.
Go have fun.
Go enjoy your day. Enjoy your work and get back to us when you can, buddy.
Oh, behind the steering wheel, every day's like Christmas.
I'm sure.
You are. I like him this morning.
He's crazy this morning. Thanks, Dan.
Wait, one quick hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Roland, if you're listening, I'll tell Mr. Allen hello for you. He's listening every morning. He wants to know if I'm going to be on there. You got to do a segment on shotguns because that's the only thing that he's interested in.
Okay.
We'll do that.
He's a shotgunner.
Sounds good.
Y'all.
Thanks,
enjoy
buddy.
Take it easy. Watch the rain this evening.
All right. You too.
You too.
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Fran, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Good morning,
you?
Robin. I had to call. I got a little turned around this morning, but let me say this to you. I want to give a shout-out to you, Alan, for your interview with Cox last Saturday. Let me tell you, you were 100% on point. Those questions and those commitments that you got from him live on tape to be played back whenever in the future necessary was on time. I was so happy. That's the way an interview's supposed to go.
Well, I had a little help with those questions. I will give credit where credit is due. I reached out to my lobbyist buddy, Bill Miles, and you know him.
Yeah.
And Bill is the advocate for Hunters of Maryland.
Right.
And I asked him for several questions, and several of those were his. So, I mean, we took listeners' questions. We invited listeners to send their questions. We did get some from listeners that were emailed in, but you've got to, like you said, get them on tape. Not that it matters when you're president. It doesn't matter what you say yesterday if you remember it. You know, today you can say something else and defend it, you know, to the death. But yeah, you're right. I don't think we snookered the guy. I think we just asked him an honest question.
We made him feel comfortable and at home, and the Eastern Shore and the family, and then you reeled him in. I tell you this, when I heard one of those questions, I said, "Hi, Bill Miles."
Exactly right.
I knew that came from him.
Yep.
I was very happy and pleased. Yep. Thank you so much. Well, oh, one last thing. Usually I try to encourage the hunters to vote, but today I'm going to encourage the conservative Democrats that are afraid to tell their families and friends how they really feel. When you get in that booth on the 19th and you pull that curtain, vote your conscience and your heart. Cross over, baby.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you, Fran.
You're welcome.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
And don't forget to vote on Tuesday. I know you won't.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Oh, my. Love that girl. I love Fran. For those of you who don't know Fran, Fran was a listener, and a few years back we were doing the hunting. We just started the Hunting Coalition. I think it was 2014.
It was before my time.
Yep, before I met Robin. We came on the air, and Fran came on, and Fran got involved. She went to I think she was almost every Blaze and Camo Day in Annapolis. When we went to Annapolis and met with the lawmakers, she came to our banquet. She came to our event. She actually, one of our listeners provided her with a crossbow. She actually got to go hunt with our buddy Chuck Spoor. We're going to see Chuck. We're having lunch with Chuck and Diane today, or dinner, or whatever we're having. And then got to hunt, got to fire the deer with a crossbow. And so Fran, she's quite the lady. I have a lot of respect for that girl, that's for sure. So right now I want to tell you, though, about Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, it's just a great shop. If you've never been there, what is it, Robin? It's like Christmas for people.
That's what I was going to say. It's Christmas time for the outdoors.
For people who like backyards and decks and, you know, bonfires and things like that. And I just can't say enough about it. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times, crab feast, family reunions with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture with lots of tables and chairs in a lot of different styles. There's round ones, there's square ones, there's octagons, there's everything. Lots of seating, especially those Adirondack chairs. And they've got crabs on them and blue herons on them, and, you know, some of them rock and some of them recline. It's pretty cool. You'll find all that. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. They're all out in the front yard. And then in the backyard, they've got the gym sets and the tiki bars and the storage sheds. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just phenomenal. Phenomenal. So it is. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, has everything you need for crabbing. They've got the Pasadena crab traps, the low profile, the topless. They've got trot lines and supplies. They've got rigged snood trot lines for $179.95. Trot line weights and snoods and bait bags and lines. 1,000-foot Loctite, number 5 nylon, if you like. Commercial crab pots and crab hotels, cloth and wire crab rings and crab nets. Clyde's custom crab seasoning in a 5-pound bucket, $19.95. Aluminum steamers, 20 and 50-quart crab bait, like salted eel and chicken necks, and measures and tongs and gloves and crab mallets. New baskets and lids, just $11.99 apiece. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway exit number 9 at 410-242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Clydesfishinggear.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk to Ronald in Baltimore City. Good morning, Ronald. How are you doing today, buddy?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Miss Robin. How are y'all doing this morning? How's everything?
So good. You sound tireder than usual, Ronald.
We went down to New Orleans last Sunday.
Remember?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
You're still recovering?
Down to New Orleans, and Mr. got there. Miss Ruth got sick, and Miss Ruth passed away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yes, she did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she got down there, and she had a massive heart attack, and she... It's a COVID.
I am so sorry.
And we got our tests and everything while we was down there. We got the swab test there to get, and our tests came back negative. And Miss Ruth, she didn't get a chance to get tested. She got sick that Sunday evening after we got down there, you know, because she went with her sister back to get our brother's-in-law our bag from the airport, and she was getting sick then. I had no chance of her having a COVID, problems, anything or nothing. And then Sunday night, he just kept on getting worse. Monday night, worse, you know, and she didn't want to go to the hospital or nothing. Tuesday, nothing, as far as I know. And Wednesday, she seemed like she was getting a little better. And I talked to her early Thursday morning, and I held her hand and everything, and took her to the bathroom and everything, and she asked me to take her to the bathroom for the last time, and I think she had a massive heart attack right there. There's nothing I could do.
Oh,
what was Miss Ruth's last name?
It was so small. I don't know how she could have fell or nothing like that there. Her back was against the tub.
Oh, my.
And part of her face and stuff.
Ronald.
What was Miss Ruth's last name?
And you couldn't, between that bathroom, you couldn't, if you had a dinner plate, you couldn't take that dinner plate between her and that tub there. It was just that tight.
Hey, Ronald. What was Miss Ruth's last name, Ronald?
Miss Ruth Stewart.
Stewart, okay.
You all were from Baltimore, right?
We're gonna look her up, okay?
Okay. Ronald, yes, we are so sorry. You are in our prayers, okay?
National Federation for the Blind.
Right.
National Federation for the Blind there, you know. That's where we was at, down there for the National Federation for the Blind. Miss Ruth Stewart, 81 years old.
My goodness.
Well, she had a blessed life, and she had a blessed friend with you, Ronald.
She had a very good friend in you, Ronald.
Yes. I wanted to call her now. I wanted to call in to let you know.
Well,
please stay in touch, Ronald, okay? Please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad my daughter was here, you know. I'm with my daughter now, so, you know.
Sure.
I had her call y'all for me.
Got it.
Well, I'm sending you a big hug, Ronald, okay?
Well, thank you, Miss Allen. Thank you, Miss Allen.
All righty.
And to you as well, Allen. Love
yes,
y'all.
Yes, sir.
I really love your show.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you
brother.
So much,
prayers for peace, my man. Prayers for peace.
All right. Y'all all take right. care, and I'll
take care.
With you, Alan.
All right. Please do. Thanks, Ronald.
All right.
Bye-bye. Wow, what sad news that was.
When I heard his voice, I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, I heard. I know. I could hear it in your voice. So.
We think the world of Ronald and Ruth.
We do.
Us for a long time. And
he always gave us a, you know, Ronald was always so enthusiastic and so... He's so excited on the air, and you know, he gives you a good feeling when you listen to him.
I know you just hear his voice, and you smile. You know,
no
same
question.
With Ruth. So,
yep.
Ruth, you are in our prayers, and Ronald, we are thinking about you.
All right, 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a ring here. The fishing lure contest is ongoing. We'll give them away on the 30th, 2 weeks from today, around about 6:30. We usually do that the last Saturday of the month, and then there'll be another package in August. So, but I want to mention this, folks. You know that we own a business called Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is the official record keeper for Maryland white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. Bucks, Bears, Stags. bucks-bears-stags.com. We're rebuilding that website right now. I'm looking at it again today and offering suggestions, and I'm excited about the relaunch of the website, make it a little simpler for people to go through and order the record book and, you know, sponsor a kid or whatever you want to do. But we're having a measuring event next Saturday. For those of you here on the Eastern Shore, those of you who are listening, and maybe you've taken a nice deer, maybe your family, someone in your family has taken a nice deer, we'd like to invite you to join us at Tuckahoe River deer processing, which is in debt. Just what's Goldsboro Road turned into? Is that 338? Cross the street. You cross 50.
Yeah, 328.
328. Yeah, that's what it is. Join us at Tuckahoe River Deer Processing. Now, here's the cool thing. The Tribbett family are big supporters of Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. And that Saturday, next Saturday, the 23rd, they're having barbecue chicken dinners to support, you know, the proceeds will support Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. They're big chicken farmers. So, but we already know there's over 200 chickens pre-ordered, chicken dinners pre-ordered. We're going to be there from 10 a.m. till at least 2 p.m. unless the deer keep coming, and then, you know, we'll stay as long as it takes. People can start picking their chicken dinners up at 3 p.m. But you can get in touch with them if you'd like. We're not going to give a phone number or anything like that. If you're that interested, you can certainly go check it out yourself. But it's what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to give you the street address, which I'm having a little trouble with it for a second. But I will do it. There it is. The location is 8636 Tuckahoe Road in Denton, Maryland. Holding a chicken dinner sale to benefit Farmers and Hungers Feeding the Hungry. We'll be there to measure white-tailed deer, seek a deer, and if anybody, you know, wants to bring a black bear skull, we'll be more than glad to measure that. A Maryland black bear will be more than glad to measure that as well. So it's Tuckahoe River Deer Processing, Saturday, July 23rd, 10 to 2. Bob Newton, his son Mason, will be there, and we'll be having a new potential candidate to add to the BBS team. Be on hand to help us as well. We're not going to reveal anything just yet, but we're excited. Young lady, how about that?
So, you hadn't told me about it yet. So.
No, I haven't. I just wanted to surprise you. So.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
So anyway, record books will be on sale there as well. And we hope to see you there and spread the word about that to your deer hunters and your family. So, all right. Let's see. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? All right. Well, let's do our second break here. Where am I? Oh, sure. Sure. Now I lose my information, but that's okay. I'll get it back here real quick.
Well, we were kind of taking it. Remind me to text Chris later, too.
Yeah, please do. Please do. I just checked. The podcasts are all up to date on the Ellis Outdoors website from all the way up till last week, and then right there on the homepage, when you click on the logo and the radio show on ellisoutdoors.com, when that page opens up, look right there in the center at the top of the page, interview with Dan Cox, and don't forget the primary is Tuesday. So I want to say something about Cypress Creek Archery. They set up my bow, and I shot it right there in the shop, and Harry stood with me, and we just kind of tweaked it a little bit, tweaked the sights left, right, up, down, make sure everything was working fine. And I haven't had a chance to practice outside here yet, but I wanted to tell you, they set up my bare bow with a great deal of expertise. The largest full-service archery pro shop on Maryland's Eastern Shore. The brands are Matthews, PSE, Hoyt, Bear. They sell Easton Arrows, and full line of Trophy Ridge products for accessories, but everything lined up perfectly. The peep sight, the kisser button, the D-ring, the whisker biscuit works great. I have a drop-away rest on my other bow, but the whisker biscuit on this one is just fine for me. They've got everything you need, including the Matthews new VX3. It's Cypress Creek Archery, 410-928-3871. Cypress Creek Archery, 32719 Cypress Road. That's right through the center of Millington, Maryland. And we hope you'll be able to check them out with the upcoming archery season. Make sure you tell them it was the Outdoors and Radio Show that sent you there. So there you go. You know, Spurry's Tire Service right here in town, I tell you, not a better bunch of people. Not a nicer guy than Brent Spurry, Brent Jr., and they're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car and your truck. That's any maker model, any size. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawn mowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. And you know what? They can diagnose and fix and fill your vehicle's air conditioning coolant. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Make sure you tell them about the Outdoors and Radio Show. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
What a song. That song came out, believe it or not, when I was in high school. And my high school reunion, my 50th, was last Saturday night. We didn't go. But
I was willing.
I know you were willing, but one of my classmates had messaged me like only a week before, and I haven't stayed in touch with folks up in Pennsylvania. Really haven't. That's on me. But I only stay in touch with a couple of my classmates, honestly. And you know, he said, "Are you coming to the reunion?" I said, "Never, didn't know anything about it." And he sent me the contact information and knew I wasn't going to go. So
it was a little late for us to.
It was a little late. A week's notice was a little bit late. But I remember singing that song going down from the second story to the first story of our high school building. And if you think about it, John Denver,
mm-hmm.
50 years ago, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
How time flies, right?
I can't even talk about it
how
anymore.
Time flies, that's for sure.
It has been a rough week.
You've had a rough week. We've had some people pass away that were close to Robin, more than myself, and I heard an exclamation coming from the behind the bathroom door the other day when Robin was on her phone. And I rushed in, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she said, you know, a person close to her that she's known for 20-some years, a young person, younger than Robin, passed away. Totally unexpected, accidentally.
Just talked to her.
And, you know, heart goes out to their family. We're not going to mention any names if they know who they are if they're listening. But and then there's been several others, people that you worked with at the hospital and doctors and dentists.
It's just been strange. It's been a strange week all along.
Well, it's been full moon week. It's been strange.
I fell out of a chair this week, y'all. Okay.
You what?
I fell out of a chair.
Yeah, you did. Yep, you did. Robin.
I lean too far on a rolling chair.
Yeah. We have one of the office chairs back here in the back room. Robin is creating these beautiful wreaths. If you look on her Facebook page, she's got these wreaths that she's doing. Very, very talented. Very, very beautiful. And
got a fishing and hunting one.
She was, yeah, there's a fishing wreath and hunting wreath up there, too. She twisted around in her chair to reach for something, and the chair went back.
The grandbaby.
Oh, you reached for the grandbaby?
No, for her shirt.
Oh, for sure. Anyway, I wasn't up to date on the full circumstances. I was in the office, and
he just came in to find me on the floor.
I came in and found my dear wife on the floor. Of course, our daughter was here, which was good, but yeah, that was an interesting. Now
she said I did it gracefully.
It was graceful, but you were in a lot of pain the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's all right.
You use muscles that you haven't used in a while.
Yeah, you don't realize what you don't use with a bad back. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
You really don't.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some major changes coming up. 'Cause I'm not going through this again.
I hear you. I got you. So anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call. We'd love to talk to you. You know, Stan mentioned the House of Representatives going after semi-automatic firearms, and if you think it's just AR-15 style weapons, it is not. It is not. It is semi-automatic firearms. Now you think about that. Semi-automatic 22s, semi-automatic 12-gauge shotguns. Semi-automatic means semi-automatic. What semi-automatic means is that you must pull the trigger for each shot to be fired. Not automatic, like they want to try and make it sound scary, like it's the machine gun. It is not. It is very simply controlled, and waterfowl hunters know this. If the goose limit is one, and a flock of geese comes over, and you pull the trigger one time, and your goose falls out, and you are done, you can control that. You don't keep pulling the trigger and fire, you know, three shots into the flock or anything like that. You pull the trigger one time for one shot, and if that does the job, then you're done. Same way with semi-automatic rifles like the BAR Mark II Safari that you can find at Clyde Sports Shop. Ha ha. If you pull the trigger with a deer in your sights or an elk or a moose or a bear, whatever it might be, and you fire one shot and you've struck the animal, you don't have to keep firing. You may control that one trigger pull per shot. One pull of the finger, and you can control your finger, the muscles in your finger, you know, you can control that. So this is what Congress has in mind. Disarming the American public, disarming the hunters, who they know is the largest standing army in the country, okay, 50-some thousand of us strong here in Maryland. Just read the language of any bill that comes before you. Same way in Maryland's General Assembly. I suspect they will try to do the same thing. But let's see what's going on. How many callers do we have on the line here?
Tim's on there. I don't know who before that.
Okay, there we go. Oops. Robin, who's the caller? Oh, Roy, okay. Morning, Roy. Thank you. How are you?
Good morning, kids. How you all doing?
Yeah, doing great.
I enjoy your show. I look forward to it every weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just had to tell you a John Denver story. Hard. Take me in Country Road just came on.
Yep.
In September 75, I took a road trip in my Volkswagen bus out west. Ended up stopping in Aspen, Colorado, to a drugstore called Carl's Pharmacy. I wanted to get a paper just to read it, whatever. And the cashier, somebody behind me said, are there any more papers left? And the cashier, the guy said, no, he got the last one pointing to me. I turned around, it was John Denver.
Oh, wow.
It was, it's, and I was already like the hugest fan on the planet.
Uh-huh.
So I bet
we
you just died.
Talk. He had a green Jeep. The tag number was ZG4641. I never forgot it. And we talked about stuff. He said, go see this. And nice to meet you. And then a girl I was dating at the time, Eileen, her and I would go to all the concerts, like at Merriweather and stuff like
yeah.
that. And if you waited out back at the stage door for a couple hours, he would come out, and you get this. I got a bunch of autographs from him.
Sure.
And one time he said hello again to me, and that was pretty cool, I thought so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really neat.
That's really
yeah,
neat.
That's really
well, I have a question, though. Did you give him your paper?
Oh, yeah, I gave it to him. Absolutely.
I don't think I could have held on to it after that. You know?
This October 12th will be 25 years he's been gone. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, isn't it?
My dad's ex associate and ex girlfriend at one time, she was absolutely bonkers about John Denver.
Really?
I mean, like Beatles, John Denver.
I learned to play guitar because of John Denver. I was determined to play songs like him. So, and of course, all the girls I dated liked John Denver. So, of course, that was a bonus.
Oh yeah, of course.
You got to be right about my age. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
right in that
anyway,
age.
Anyway, enjoy your show. You kids have a great day, and talk to you soon.
Well,
thank you so much.
You
Roy.
Thanks for bringing
day.
That bringing
call.
That story to us. You're very welcome. Greatly appreciated.
I yep. love that. That's really.
Oh yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, you liked the Monkees, didn't you?
I like the Monkees. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Monkees are my favorite.
I like the Monkees, too.
I know, and you met Davy Jones. I know.
I did meet Davy Jones.
I don't want to hear it again.
Well, I'm going to tell it again.
Ah.
We were at the movie theater in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania, and learned later that Davy had bought a farm in that area. Turned around in the line at the movies, and there's Davy Jones standing there. I said, Davy Jones. He said, yeah. I said, big fan. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. That was extending the conversation. Look, I'm not going to fawn over this, guys. I mean, I've been in touch with, I've been associated and know people that are, you know, world famous in the outdoor world. I meet them and they're, you know what, Robin? They're regular people.
Nastiest one I ever met was Tony Danza.
Tony Danza? Nasty.
He was nasty to a kid. I didn't like it. Kid wanted an autograph.
Yeah, I know he just passed away.
He didn't pass away.
No, not Tony Danza. The person I'm going to talk about, who was about the nastiest person I ever met, as far as, you know, famous, and that was, believe it or not, Tony Siragusa.
Really?
Yes, Tony Siragusa.
You told me that story. I do remember that.
Yep. And rude, obnoxious.
Okay, he just passed away. Let's not go
he
too
just
far.
Don't speak ill of the dead, but my personal experience, and he was a hunter. So, anyway, 410.
How much more can I cut you off?
I don't know. Tackle Box Tim, good morning. How are you?
Tim, save me.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, doing what I do with the outdoor writing, I've had a chance to meet some really good, you know, folks in the professional bass fishing world, but along with that, there are some clunkers, too.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's in all walks of life.
That is true.
The majority, they're great people.
Indeed.
Yeah, I was really surprised by Tony. He was staying at the hotel we were staying at, and this little kid comes up to the bar and says, "You're Tony Dan," you know, and he was just all over, and the guy just turned away from him and said, "You have to leave me alone, kid." It was just nasty.
Wow.
Just made me
sad. We were up at, back when I was a young teenager, up at Valley View in Hunt Valley, and Jim McKay was there, and I started to go over and speak with him, and my brother said, "Tim, let him be. He's out here just like you and you and I are, enjoying the evening. Let him be."
Yep.
And
I met Jim McKay at GBMC. His wife was in there for some reason.
And I looked at my brother, and I'm like, you know, even though I'm young and this guy is, like, world famous,
yep,
I respect that, and thank you. The man needs his evening.
Nobody else is going over and over him, so I get it. I'd run into Lefty Cray, you know, every now and then. His favorite place to eat was the Bob Evans right there in Cockeysville.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. Run into him there quite often, so. Yeah, good people. I mean, we meet people in our lives that make an impact and have made an impact in the world, like Lefty in the fly fishing world and Jim McKay in the sports world. I mean, wasn't he the voice of ABC Sports?
Yeah.
Wide World of Sports, yep.
Wide World Sports,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
You got that right.
Yep, that's for sure. I mean, those words will live forever. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he was from Maryland, Baltimore.
So. Yep.
Cool.
So
what's on your mind, buddy?
Over the last couple of weeks, I've done some bass fishing.
Uh-huh.
Good and bad.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, not bad, but...
It's never bad, Tim. Come on.
Couple weeks ago, I got up on the Susquehanna with my friend Sean, and we had a banner day. In about 5.5 hours, we put about 20 bass in the boat. And
nice.
A lot of it was on some of the stuff that I had made myself, and that's a little pride thing.
Oh, sure.
That's awesome.
So the next week, my friend Randy and I go out, and we try to duplicate it, and we had similar tides and at different points of the day. But
and bombed out.
Decided to throw us a curveball and put the 10-mile-an-hour wind against the tides.
Oh, sure. That always happens. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so it was a challenge for the four that we caught.
Certainly sounds like it. So there's good days and bad days, buddy. I mean,
got it. With that being said, be careful what you post on your good days, because what I heard was after I posted one of the pictures on my Facebook site, the next day there were about 10 guys up there on that grass bed.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, my man.
So
thanks for the call, Tim.
That picture you sent of the package is really nice looking.
Yeah, we put that on the Outdoors and Facebook page.
I saw that, and they are ready to go.
Good. Glad to hear it.
They are ready, and I'm looking forward to finding out who gets it.
So are we, buddy. All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
So this fireplace that we never used in the back room, we decided to do something with the back room and remodel and so forth, and the fireplace was a big feature of it. So we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, and they are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with excellent service and knowledge after the fact, and we enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. You should act now before the fall rush. You can also select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, Clyde Sports Shop. We talked about those semi-automatic firearms. Well, they do have the A5 Mossy Oak Shadowgrass A5 semi-automatic shotgun that was built especially designed for waterfowl hunting. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades camo, or Habitat camo, recoil-operated kinematic drive. Recoil-operated is the key. That's what makes it so smooth shooting. It's got the humpback aluminum alloy receiver and a fiber optic front sight. I also mentioned the BAR, high-powered rifle, the BAR tradition, Mark II Safari, traditional stock, polished blue steel barrel and engraved receiver, select gloss walnut stock, rounded forearm, sporter style barrel. Both of those semi-automatic firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242.